I met a lot of patients out there, and I was amazed at what a broad use of cannabis and marijuana there is, and how many people find relief. How has cannabis and marijuana helped you as a patient?
Wow, I'm a burn survivor from the 2003 Cedar fires here in San Diego, the big super wildfires we had. And being a burn survivor, I mean, it's done a lot for my body, from allowing the muscles to relax and not be contracted, to helping keep the skin from cracking open and all these open blood spots that I tend to get on occasions. So I've seen multi wonders from it.
I noticed there are these specific marijuana-based creams that they're using for burn victims out there. So it's not just you. A lot of burn victims are sort of finding relief from these products right now.
Well, that's right. I mean, I go to what I'll call World Burn Congress. It's a giant get-together of burn survivors. And that being national as it is, I end up with a big group of patients who are either self-medicating or have found it helps them.
How important is it, do you think, for patients to be the ones speaking up about all this?
Oh, it's the utmost of importance of what you take into your body and how you control how you're, you know, affecting yourself. If this is a non-invasive method, non-polluting in my body compared to some other things they could have me on, it's the best option. They had me on morphine for a long time, and then after a while, my body started to reject the morphine and couldn't have it anymore. So they tried various other drugs, from Oxy to other stuff I can't pronounce. Long story short, when he ends up trying this as a last-minute resort, he basically goes, well, what do you think? And I go, well, it doesn't really take away the pain the way the morphine does, because the morphine, literally, you know, all the pain's gone. You can cut off my arm and I wouldn't care. Where this stuff makes me feel like I'm watching a TV show for about 45 minutes to an hour, and I'm not thinking about that pain. It's a lot more soft and easier on the body.
I was amazed out at the conference at the way San Francisco is. I know it's not like that where you are in San Diego, but it seems like California is the state's really coming around.
Like everything with any ball, it rolls really slow. I'm lucky that we got a place in San Diego for us now as patients. San Francisco's great. They've got dispensaries every third block, it seems like. Of course, not really like that, but it feels like that when you're there as a patient, because I feel free and able to go and be as I so, you know, choose.
I did read the news about what was going on in San Diego, and you're right there in it. Not just right there in it, but really on the front lines of what's going on in San Diego, where the County Board of Supervisors has decided to go against the rest of the state and the state's voters. And apparently, wasn't there a poll of San Diego voters that said that they didn't support the Board of Supervisors in this and all this?
Exactly. There was 78% in support of medicinal marijuana, basically opposing what the supervisors were doing. What ended up happening was the county board thought that they were going to go against Prop 215, since San Diego's where 215 originated out of. They thought they were going to get the ball rolling in the other direction and nobody would step out, since Steve had passed away recently. Being their last mistake that I was, I ended up coming out and speaking on television against them quite a bit and making them look real bad in their own constituents' eyes. So people started calling them left and right from their own districts, and we've already had two of the three back down against medicinal marijuana. It's been a hard fight here in San Diego. They first tried to go federally against it. They were told by the federal government they have no case. Then from there they tried to go into a state case against it. The state has told them now 3-4 times to put the card up. About to be told the fourth time, and currently their case is in demur, where it's about to be dropped.